Amen, praise God. We already, amen, praise God, know that very often around, amen, Easter time, there is some emphasis, praise God, on the last words that were spoken, amen, by God from the cross. And so, praise God, we, amen, sometimes focus on those seven, some say seven, can you say amen? Amen, last words, amen, that came, amen, praise God, from the Lord, amen, as he hung there on Calvary. And one of the very last, amen, praise God, was, amen, it is finished. And can we say amen? And so his work, that he came to provide redemption for us, to come to shed blood, praise God, to make a way where there was no way for us to come and to be saved and delivered and set free from our sin. That work, amen, praise God, was completed as, amen, he laid his head in the lock of his shoulder. And praise God, while, amen, praise God, Satan is defeated at Calvary, amen, praise God, we have not seen his complete disposal as of yet. Amen, praise God. But the reason, praise God, we have victory over the enemy is because of what God did on Calvary.
Amen.
Calvary, praise God, the cross is a reflection of the garden. In the garden is where victory was won.
Amen.
Hallelujah, praise God. Before he went to the hill, before he went up to Golgotha, amen, praise God, he had already prayed in Gethsemane. And amen, in Gethsemane is where, praise God, amen, praise God, God, as it were, in flesh, that word that was made flesh, yielded himself, amen, to the very will of God, saying, praise God, if it were possible, let this cup pass from me. But, amen, praise God, he didn't stop there, amen, with the desire, praise God, not to suffer. He had been willing to come all the way down the road, praise God, to this very point in time. Amen, praise God, and amen, praise God. He said, if it were possible, let this cup pass from me. But amen, praise God, the victory is won in one word there in that garden. Nevertheless,
amen,
he says, amen, not my will, but thy will be done.
Amen.
That surrender, praise God, in Calvary, amen, praise God, had that determination of mind, praise God, to carry him all the way through the trials and the ridicule and all of the beatings and everything else that would come after. Why? Because he had surrendered his will unto the will of God. And amen, praise God. And so the words on Calvary of his finish, praise God, means only, praise God, that the enemy had been defeated. But we've got to walk through this victory to our place that God has determined for us to arrive at. Can we say amen? And so, praise God, as we walk, we need to know, praise God, that we are not to walk in darkness, but we are to walk in light. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Light is important. Amen, praise God, because in light, amen, praise God, there is revelation. Amen, praise God, in light, amen, praise God, not only is there revelation, but in spiritual light, we find that there is very life in the light. And praise God, when we look at what God has already done, we find out an important lesson that not only is light life, not only is light, amen, praise God, amen, revelation, but light is also priority. Tell your neighbor, light is priority. It means it's a first thing. It's a thing that belongs. The beginning. Why? It's priority. And amen, praise God. And so when we look back at what God's first words were, amen, praise God, we find that God exercises this priority because it is a needful thing. Amen, praise God. Because, amen, praise God, while there is, amen, and in the beginning, hallelujah, and we see in the beginning the Spirit of the Lord as it, amen, moves over the face of the water. Amen, praise God. It is, amen, not unlike the blowing of the wind. Amen, praise God. The moving of the Spirit. You know, when Jesus talked to Nicodemus, he told him the wind blows where it listed. Amen, praise God. And you can't tell from which way it came, and you can't tell which way it's going. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So when I tell you about being born again, I'm talking about those spiritual things.
Amen.
Praise God. The pneuma, the breath of God. Amen. Praise God. And so God moved in the beginning over the face of the waters. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, praise God. Amen. Praise God. God will move in darkness, but he works in the light. Tell your neighbor, he will move in darkness, but he works in the light. Amen. Praise God. Before God, amen, began to do anything, amen, he spoke a word. Can you say thank you, Jesus? That's our God. Amen. Praise God. He operates by his word. Amen. Praise God. And because he operates by his word, he is expecting you and I to operate the same way. Amen. Praise God. And so as God's Spirit moved over the face of the waters, we can be assured that it was darkness there. Amen. But before God made anything, before he created anything, before he did anything else, the very first word of God was, let there be light. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Tell your neighbor. Amen. We need to learn from our God. Amen. Because, amen, before, praise God, the heavens, amen, praise God, were brought forth. Amen. Before the dry land and the seas were gathered together, before, amen, the natural light, amen, was created, God said, let there be light. Amen. Praise God. Why light, Lord? Because I don't want, I don't work in darkness. I work in the light. Can you say amen? I'm getting ready to do some work right here. And I don't work in the darkness. I work in the light. Amen. Praise God. And while that light, amen, was natural and physical, amen, there is revelation in the light. Amen. Praise God. As John began to look, amen, at our Lord, and how he came from glory to manifest himself to a world that needed, amen, a deliverance. He said in the beginning, it was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. All things were made by him. And without him, there was nothing made that was made. But listen, in him was life. But that life was the light of men. We've got to have revelation about who our God is. We got to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that our God is able to do anything but fail. As a people of God, we need the light. Tell your neighbor, before I can become light, I gotta receive the light. Y'all better praise him today. I can't be light until I receive the light. I gotta have light to live. I'm telling you today, amen, until you get that revelation of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, God ain't ready to take you where you need to go. Why? Because he don't work in darkness. He works in the light. Y'all better praise him today. He don't work in darkness. He works in the light. How he gonna work when you don't know without a shadow of a doubt that he can't make a way? How he gonna work when you won't believe that he can break your chains, loose your shackles? How you gonna work when you be sad when the occasion
call for it. But no, we're the people of God. The occasion say sad, but my spirit said glad. Can you say amen? Yeah. I know my head ought to be up now. I know I ought to be looking like I don't know, amen, what to do. I know I ought to be looking like I'm confused, but I refuse. Why? Because I got the light.
Yes, amen. Amen. Praise God. It's all right, my brother. The old man can't preach over the music, you know. It's all right.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. And so, amen. We don't, amen. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes appreciate, hallelujah, amen, the power of our God to give, amen, our deliverance. But that's why, amen, God gave us life. Amen. Why? Because the light is the life. You can't live like you need to live as a conquering child of God if you don't have the light.
Amen.
I gotta know,
amen,
that I know, that I know, amen, that my God is able. Does anybody know that you know,
amen,
that you know your God is able? Amen. Praise God. So when I walk in my trouble, when I walk in my trial, I don't walk in darkness. I walk in the light.
Right.
What is it? It is revelation that whatever God bring me in, He can bring me through and bring me out. Y'all better praise Him today.
Let there be light.
and you pull it on with your stuff. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And amen, pray God. And God is trying to get you to see. Amen, pray God. The first thing you need to do is allow him to give you revelation of who he is.
You can move from a place of not knowing to a place of assurance.
Jesus.
Can you say that?
Jesus.
If I don't even know the words to pray,
Jesus,
I'm still going to see.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
If I don't know how to pray,
thank you, Lord.
If I don't know how to put it together,
thank you, Lord.
If I don't know how to present it to God,
thank
amen,
you.
If I'm walking in the knowledge of
what thank
he
you,
needs
Lord.
To do exceedingly,
thank
I'm
you,
Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. God is able. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Lord.
So praise God. Amen. Let me encourage you. Amen. Before we pull out our this. Amen. Praise God. This is what we want God to do.
Come on.
For
come
us.
On. Come on.
Amen. Praise God. Let us go and join up with David. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. David said the Lord is.
Yeah.
Can you say amen? Amen. I know I'm going to get my deliverance. Why? Because the Lord
amen.
Is.
Amen.
I know it's going to be all right. I know he's going to bring me out. I know he's going to make a way. Because the Lord is my life.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Yeah.
Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemy, came upon me. Just say thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
How is David so bold? Because he got light.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Ooh. You can't get light sitting. Amen. Without no trouble. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Without light. Amen. For David. Amen. Praise God. Through a bear. Can you say amen? A bear gave David some light. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. God got light. Amen. To David through a lion. Can you say amen?
Amen.
A lion. Before the giant. In his light, amen, praise God, he was able to talk to the giant. And you say amen. And then you got to be able to talk.
Amen.
Your giants think they bad. And you say amen. But you got light. You got to be able to talk to your giant.
Amen.
You say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Goliath only looking at the statue and the little feeble implements that he had. How many know a little bit is a whole lot in the hand of God? Can you say amen?
Amen.
A little bit.
A little bit.
A whole lot in the hand of God. Amen. Stop looking at your little bit.
Come on.
Amen. If you got light,
come on. Yeah.
With me, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
to walk in your revelation. You gotta know this God. Can you say thank you, Jesus? He was defying David's God.
Yes.
One thing you don't want to do, challenge my God.
Show down.
Do it. Do it.
Tell you the one thing you don't want to do.
Say what you want to do.
Oh, we're thinking, amen, praise God. Amen. He don't sell money, he buy everyone. Amen. You say, thank you, Jesus. You don't, amen, praise God, mess with him. Amen. And if he said it, he don't do it.
He
just say, thank you, Jesus. Amen, praise God. So I ain't worried about what he gonna do. I just know he gonna
yeah.
do it. And just say, amen.
Thank you.
I'm going to leave you, praise God. God wants us, praise God, to be aware of his first words. Before God spoke anything else, before he did any of
us, oh, have mercy.
He said, let there be life.
Amen.
And I want you to know, praise God, sometimes we want God to get in a hurry.
Hallelujah.
But before he works, before he does anything else, he wants you to know something. He wants you to have life.
Hallelujah.
He wants you to understand that he's able.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Leper comes to Jesus and says, Lord, if thou wilt, I can be whole.
Hallelujah.
And you say, thank you, Jesus. If thou wilt,
yeah.
And you know what God said? I will.
That's
my.
And you say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you know
Jesus.
That the answer is in God, it ain't hard to get the answer.
Sure ain't.
When you know the answer is in God,
amen.
It ain't hard to get the
amen.
The woman with the issue.
Him.
Come on.
Thank you.
I shall be able to move. And you got to know. Amen. Praise God. Jesus was moving.
Yeah.
He wasn't standing still.
No, he wasn't.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. I don't hear that scripture, the report of that woman said, wait a minute, Jesus. I need a touch. Slow down, Jesus. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Not only was Jesus moving because he was on a mission, can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Amen. He had a whole group of folk all around him. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. He wasn't walking by himself. Amen. He had a group of people all around him. And he was just moving, saying, if I can just touch the hem of this garment, but guess what? If you don't touch him, you got to keep up. Amen. If you don't touch him, you don't have to press through. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But we don't want to keep up. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I don't need to be there. I don't know where y'all are about to pass this stuff, but I don't need to be there Friday. I don't need to be there Friday. I don't need to be in Sunday school. I don't need to be there every Sunday. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But yet you say, I want to touch you. Amen. Amen. Well, honey, you got to keep up.
Yeah, keep up.
You got to keep up. Amen. How are you going to lay back? Amen. Pray God and get your victory.
Uh-huh.
You got to keep up.
Uh-huh.
You got to keep on.
That's right.
I come every Sunday. I come every Friday. I'll be there all the service.
Hey, that's right.
Just cause you there, you need some, amen, praise God, magical formula going to happen.
Uh-huh.
Amen, praise God. Amen. If you're there to receive what you need,
amen,
to press your way,
amen,
through, and you say thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. So don't just show up.
Yes.
Load up.
Come on.
What's it saying? Hey, amen. I'm saying that you gotta come up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that what we say? You gotta come up.
Mm-hmm.
You can't come up lagging behind. You can't come up just because you're here and you're not involved. You gotta come up and you gotta press your way.
Jesus. That's right.
But when you got enlightened and you got revelation, you're able to see that our God is greater than any obstacle.
Amen.
For greater is He than we. Acknowledge who God is.
Amen.
He is my life. He is my salvation.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. God works in the light.
Amen.
He can't save you if you don't know who He is.
That's right.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. He don't save you. You ain't gonna, amen, get saved and you don't know who Jesus is.
Mm-hmm.
That's first thing.
Right.
Church is built on revelation.
That's right.
You say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, that's what the church is built on.
Yes,
amen. Praise God. If you don't know that, amen, praise God, where are you? Amen. Where's your starting point? Where are you going to begin? Because that's where it is.
That's
amen.
Right.
And you say, thank you, Jesus. The acknowledgement and to know who Jesus is.
Yeah.
And on that revelation, the gates of the hell
shall
not prevail.
That's right.
That's where the church serves.
Yes.
And you say, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
The church knows who Jesus is.
Yes.
Why? Because we got light.
Revelation.
Amen. I'm sorry. That's my third time I've been a
sign.
But amen, praise God. God says, while I'm in the world,
that's
I'm
right.
The light.
That's right.
You say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Amen, praise God. But now, when He ascended up, and you say, thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Let us know that we are the light.
That's right.
And you can't, amen, praise God, give light if you don't have. So, amen. Mm. Make it true. This
that's right. That's right.
To know who God is.
That's right.
To know He's a deliverer. To know He's a
healer.
To know He's a healer. To know He's everything that you need. To know, amen, praise God, that you are not, amen, praise God, tied up, amen, praise God, with anything else but the knowledge of who God is.
Amen.
There's a beautiful thing in the Word of God. In 1 Corinthians, praise God, when there is the party spirit, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. But the latter part of that, and I'm going to fast forward, it says that all things are like ours. And you say, amen. That's light.
Yeah.
And then when you have light, and you know that through Christ, you got everything you need.
That's right.
That's life.
That's right.
It'll keep you from complaining.
Amen.
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 It'll keep you encouraged.
Amen.
It'll give you strength.
Amen.
But a little bit.
Yes, Lord.
You understand that you got a whole lot.
Yes, Lord.
You got all, even though you don't see for the little bit.
Come on.
You got all of all God said you had all.
That's right.
Where is that all? In the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.